Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Mary, are you on?
Yep. Go ahead and start, and then I'll be there in a minute.
Wonderful. Happy New Day, Jugs. Forgive the late start for the day. Today has been one for the books already. I have been moving and grooving and shaking and baking since 4:15. I am traveling today, so my apologies for the late, but I won't keep you in suspense for very long. First and foremost, happy Thursday to everyone who is out here hustling, bustling, and making it happen. Shout out to all the mamas, the baby mama's mamas, and everybody who is just, you know, making it happen. Happy Thursday. I hope everything is going your way, and if it's not, take a deep breath, take a step back, and just know that this is just a moment in your life, okay? It will not last long. So, yes, today is a national celebration, more so in the Hispanic community and culture. It is Día de los Muertos. Hope I did not butcher that. I speak French, not a lot of Spanish. It's loosely translated in Day of the Dead, okay? So we are celebrating the dead today. And I want to start by telling y'all a story about your nephew who is obsessed with Día de los Muertos, okay? He is so obsessed with this. And yesterday, you know, when Halloween was here, and we had a very good Halloween. I hope everyone had a safe and happy Halloween. We were vampires this year. And Gagey wanted to be a vampire, so I had to be a mommy vampire. We'll send pictures later to have them on the site soon. But from October 31st, he kept saying, Mom, the Day of the Dead is coming. The Day of the Dead is coming. And I was like, Gagey, what is your obsession with the dead? He was like, Mom, you know they're my friends and they talk to me. I said, okay. You know, who is talking to you? He was like, you know, all the dead people, they have come. I don't like it, Frankie. Welcome to work, Franklin. I'm recording live from Juiced Up Inc., and Frankie just walked in good and late with a bald head. I don't think I like it, but if he likes it, I like it. It's too cold for bald heads, Frankie. But shout out to Franklin because he helps my business be great. So Gage was all about the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is coming, and he wanted to honor the dead. And I was like, Gagey, you know, why are you so obsessed with the dead? And he's like, oh, you know, because they're my friends and they come and see me and, you know, we just hang out. And I said, you're not afraid of them? He's like, no, you know, they're really nice. They just want somebody to talk to and they come and talk to me. Okay, so first of all, my son lost his teacher. It's coming up. This is the third year. Mr. Campbell had passed, but he lost his teacher 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago. And he was so devastated. This is his first time really dealing with death because my mom passed away when I was 4, but my aunt raised me, and so he experienced her death. And he was about 4, and he was like, oh, she's just there sleeping, Mom. You know, everything is okay. She's just sleeping, and she's going to stay sleeping until she's ready to wake up. So he kind of digested that really well, and he asked about her from time to time. But it comes a point in time where, like, he really had to deal with death, and he saw it, and he spent a lot of time with his teacher. And his teacher was a big, major piece in Gage's improvement, and it was his aide every single day. So he went from spending every single day with Mr. Campbell to me and other teachers having to explain death. And so he took it really hard. He kept telling me, hey, take me to go see Mr. Campbell because I have superpowers, because I know I teach Gage. He has superpowers, and he can do anything with his superpowers. He goes, hey, I have superpowers, and I can bring Mr. Campbell back. I just need to go and see him and touch him, and I'll bring him back. And I was like, whoa, Gagey has the spirit of Lazarus. He wants to rise people from the dead. He really is, you know, out here thinking he's Jesus. So I take him to Mr. Campbell's wake, and he goes, all right, we can go now. And I'm like, why are you ready to go? Also, I encouraged him to get Mr. Campbell a gift, and Gage wears really cool socks every single day. He's all about his socks. And so he and Mr. Campbell would compare sock notes. And he was like, I said, let's get Mr. Campbell a gift because, you know, we're going to see him before he goes off to heaven. He said, well, I'm going to get him a pair of socks. And I'm going to get the same socks, and we're going to have the same socks. I'm like, okay, cool.
excuse me, we go and we find these really cool socks. It's Mr. Campbell Loves Motorcycles, and he was also a drummer in a band. And so Gage found these cool socks that had, like, music notes and drums on them. So he got a pair, and Mr. Campbell got a pair, and it was so cute. And his other teacher, Kevon Taylor, shout out to Mr. Taylor. You know, they were like a little cool wolf pack when they was together. So we go to Mr. Campbell's wake, and, you know, he sees the body, and he goes, okay, Mom, we can go now. I said, why? Are you ready to go? He says, yeah, I'm ready to go, because that is not Mr. Campbell. That is just his shell. Mr. Campbell is gone, and I'm okay with that because he lives in my heart. Gage was in the third grade, y'all, third grade. I was just so shocked at how adult-like he handled the situation. So I told him we'll always honor Mr. Campbell. You know, when we think of him, we'll speak out to him, and we would we'll speak out to him, and we'll go ahead and make sure that, you know, these things are happening for Gage and that he can honor, you know, his teacher. So he then became obsessed with honoring the dead. When I say obsessed, I mean like flowers for them, also building, oh my gosh, the words leave me right now, altars for them. Like, he was just so into it that, you know, he just was like, oh, this is great. Now, let me back it up and give y'all a previous story about Gage. He told me that I could no longer come in his room when he was playing music. And I was like, why can't I go in the room? Because he's like, I'm having a dance party with Nine-Nine. I was like, who is Nine-Nine? And he would never tell me, excuse me for the rustling bustle around, he would never tell me who Nine-Nine was. And one day I was just looking at some old pictures my dad had, and I showed him a picture of my mom, and he's like, is that you? And I said, no, that's my mom. He said, that's your mom. I said, yeah. He said, let me see another picture of her. I showed him more pictures. He goes, that's not your mom. That's Nine-Nine. I said, Nine-Nine? And he's like, yeah, that's Nana. Like, well, that was his version of Nana, Nene or Nine-Nine or something. I think it was Nine-Nine. And he's like, yeah, she comes visit me all the time. We have dance parties. And I'm like, whoa, okay, so you know my mom. He's like, yeah, she comes all the time. Like, that's my friend. And I was like, oh, okay, pop, you know, cool. That's crazy and amazing. So he has just really, you know, became this light in my life, because he communicates with the spirits that have went on. So he asked questions about people who have passed, and, you know, Mom, they come and see me. So he still says Mr. Campbell comes and sees him. He also says my brother who passed away comes, that's why he has the wiggles at night when it's time to go to sleep. He says Uncle Wesley's always tickling me. He comes here all the time. He tickles me. And my brother really used to tickle him when he was on this rim. It was just crazy. So it's crazy to watch him, and it's also beautiful because I do believe that spirits exist among us, and I do believe that there are different things you can do to honor these spirits, and I also believe that you can, you know, communicate with them on different levels. You just have to be open and receptive to that. So, yeah, I'm just in shock that my kid is really intuitive when it comes to the spirit realm. So let's get in this, move forward to yesterday. I picked him up from school, and he was like, Mom, I need a D. De Los Muertos shirt. I'm like, Gage, why? He's like, tomorrow is Día de los Muertos, and I gotta, you know, represent for the dead. I'm like, Gage, what? He's like, it's the Day of the Dead. I want to honor the dead. I'm like, Gage, we honor them all the time. We have things that, you know, we do all the things. He's like, yeah, Mom, I know, but I need a shirt. I need a shirt, and I need it to have this on it. So because I'm the bombmom.com, I went around and literally went to Target, Walmart, Marshall's, Ross, because, you know, Halloween was just a day or two ago, and maybe they had some things. And I could find, like, little knickknacks, like candles and like that. I even found an apron. Shout out to Junkman's daughter. They had an apron, but it wasn't good enough for him. It's like, I need a shirt. I need a shirt with this on it. So if you're ever in Atlanta and you need a T-shirt made with anything on it, and, you know, I'm a support black business kind of girl, but yesterday, I don't know who owned this deal, the business, but I was in Little Five Points, and Bang On T-shirts has been in Little Five Points forever. And to be honest with you, I have never gotten a shirt made from Bang On T-shirts, but yesterday I walked in, and I was like, hey, do you guys have any shirts with, you know, the Day of the Dead on it? She was like, no, but I can make you one. I'm like, yeah. She said, yeah, just Google what you want and send it to me. So before she can finish her sentence, honey, Gage had done Google, I want this. He pulled up this the skull with the flowers on it, and he was like, I need to say Dia Los Muertos at the bottom. And she was like, okay, I'll get that for you. It'll be like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, what? So, y'all, he got a hoodie with the skull he wanted on, and he got Dia Los Muertos on it because he was representing the Day of the Dead. And so happy that he was happy. And I'm also happy that he is so intuitive that he wants to honor the people that are no longer on the physical realm and they're in the spiritual realm. But he is just so connected, and he is so, like, just an amazing light. So he teaches me to, you know, take a moment to honor those who have went on before me. And so today, a lot of Hispanics honor this day. But today, and every listener that is listening, I want you to think of your loved one who has gone to the new world. And I want you to honor them in a way by, maybe it's flowers, maybe it is, you know, you talk to them today. You know, maybe you just acknowledge their presence and really, like, honor your dead today, because they're not, like, dead. They're just, their physical bodies are no longer here. Their spirit lives on. Their spirit lives through you. One of Gage's favorite movies is Coco. And one time, I mean, he used to watch it. He never watches a movie all the way through, but he watches it to certain points and rewinding and watching. That's part of his superpower and the way his brain is set up. But one time, one day, he sat down. Friday, we normally, like, watch movies, pop popcorn, do some more, something, whatever he wants to do. Friday night is, you know, the family night, it's fast food Friday, it's date nights, all kind of things for whatever he wants. So he's like, I want to watch Coco. I'm like, well, watch it. He's like, no, I want you to watch it with me. I never watched Coco. And this particular night, we got halfway through it, and he fell asleep, so I continued watching it. Girl, I was boo-hoo crying, okay? Jugs, do y'all hear me? I was boo-hoo crying off Coco because I realized if we don't honor the dead, then we lose our history. If we don't honor the dead, we lose who we are. And then they can't cross over to this magical new world that they're a part of, and I just thought it was such a beautiful story. And I thought it was a well-thought-out movie to, you know, introduce death to children and help them cope with it and be okay with it and understand it and ask questions about it. Because a lot of times we don't want to answer our children's questions because we feel like it's too complicated to explain. But if you just take the time and say, oh, you know, let me explain this to my child, or find some type of movie or a book, you know, it becomes a conversation piece, and it becomes our normality, and we don't have to hide it or don't have to not have the difficult conversations. So I think Pixar did Coco. So it was just an amazing experience to experience my child grow to a level that he is okay with death. Now, for any parent, I feel, who loves their child and all the things their child, one of your fears is that one day you will not be on this earth to do for your child, and you will not be here to help them grow and understand. So that becomes a hardship, and it becomes something that you can't explain. But I'm just grateful that he is already in a space where
sorry about that, y'all. I'm also running the business while we're on this radio show. Shout out to Frankie, his mama. They're always here to help us. Mama T, she's amazing.
Real man, she's more amazing than Frank because she be on time. But I'm just so grateful for all the people in my tribe. So, yes, back on subject, you should want to have these difficult conversations and let your children know that there is another life outside of this one. And there is something that you can do